Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com. Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
First time I saw it, half asleep and broken hearted. They strapped half stacks to roof racks and drove to the party. There's nothing like home. Oh, it's cold summer night. They played songs for the girls. They drank.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, let's see what this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
It's the Service Master by Cornerstone phone line. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is San Francisco by Lucero, Memphis band Lucero, a little Memphians go to San Francisco music in honor of the Memphis Grizzlies and other among us who will be traveling from Memphis to San Francisco this weekend.
Before we get to that, it is Cinco de Mayo, and so we've been talking about Mexican food. Obviously, your favorite Mexican place is Pancho's in West Memphis, as I recall. That's your favorite. No, where do you? I didn't warn you. You're going to do this. What are the three Mexican places you go to most commonly?
I guess that's a slightly different question than favorite.
Right. I know. I'm getting to that. I'm going to get to that. What are the most? Where do you drop in and go?
So La Guadalupana is probably my most frequent. La Guadalupana in summer. And then Los Picosos on summer.
What's that one? Where that is that Los Picosos? I know a lot of
it's in that little strip that surrounds the Nagasaki, and so like Bryant's Breakfast or whatever is on one side, Los Picosos is on the other side.
And what would inspire you to go to Los Picosos as opposed to La Guadalupana? Like
Los Picosos on weekends, Fridays sometimes you can get it for lunch, but definitely on Saturdays. They do smoked chicken on weekends. That's really good. That's a definite go-to. And so I like their tacos better than La Guadalupana.
Okay.
At La Guadalupana, I like the chilaquiles. And at Los Picosos, I like the tacos and the smoked chicken on the weekends. And in terms of a third place, like if I'm being honest, in terms of where I end up most,
yeah,
it's probably Las Delicias, but that's because other people bring me there.
Right.
But in terms of me making choices, my third place is, I guess, there's a few I could name, but I guess I'll go with Caminos. I'm going to forgive my mispronunciation. Caminos de Michoacán, which is on Macon. And that's my favorite breakfast spot for Mexican food.
All right. So Las Delicias is the one that I go to easily the most, because it's a minute from my house. I can walk to it. So it's cheap. It's good. I don't think it's among the best. But it's good and solid. I like it quite a lot. Do you have an absolute favorite?
No, I think it depends on, I mean, the food quality, and I haven't been there, honestly, since pre-COVID, so right. Maybe it's changed, I doubt it. But the absolute best quality standpoint is it's probably Las Tortugas, Deli
right.
Mexicana on Germantown Parkway, which is like every meal I've ever had there has been great.
Fantastic,
It's a little pricey. It's pricier than a lot of them.
Clearly.
But it really matters on what I'm wanting. Like I was just saying, like I'm enchiladas, I'm going to La Guadalupana. Chilaquiles, I'm going to La Guadalupana. You know, tacos and the chicken, I'm going to Los Picosos. Breakfast stuff, I'm going to Camino's. And there are lots of other good places too. But those three would be sort of, I guess, my picks.
And where do food trucks fit into this? Do you eat more Mexican food from food trucks or from restaurants?
Oh, probably from restaurants. I think Taco Enganas is really good. And so definitely, you know, I would get tacos from them. And there are other taco trucks. There's a taco truck. There's a Mexican truck that is sometimes on Macon Road outside the Family Dollar. I wrote about this a couple of years ago when I did my Summer Avenue taco thing. But they're not always there. But when they're there, that truck is amazing. And it's sort of a pork-based, like everything's pork. Pretty much. And so they do carnitas, but like the pork rib taco there.
Oh, I went there once. You wrote about it and I went there and it was fantastic. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. Yeah. I actually remember that. This has really been quite I don't know how, like I joke about ponchos. Once upon a time, that was like the idea of Mexican food in Memphis, right? Chilies and ponchos.
Mollies.
Yeah. Molly.
And
oh, Molly's.
I like Molly's. I'll eat a Molly's anytime. But like when I was like in high school, it seemed like the idea of Mexican food in Memphis meant Molly's.
And then there was summer. I don't know when that happened. Like, I don't know when but even when I moved here, it was already like summer was already that there was. And that was 25 years ago. And now it feels like it's every now there's good Mexican places everywhere. Right? Doesn't it feel like we get pretty good Mexican in this city?
Yeah, no, I think there's lots of good Mexican food in Memphis, definitely.
You did a podcast recently. I think this is true. I think I saw this. The Sound Bites with Jennifer Biggs, where you. Am I making this up? It's been a bit of a slog.
I'm
delirious. So I think you did what if you could. What do we not have? Like, what would you conjure up that we do not have in Memphis? Not a particular a type of food that we do not have. Did you do that? Did you not talk about that?
Yeah, it wasn't specifically a type of food. It was just things food related.
Okay.
We did. So, that was a very casual conversation.
We obviously don't need more Mexican places. I don't begrudge any new Mexican places, but we don't need more Mexican places. If there is one thing you could say, and like I guess this new the new Texas brisket place is still coming, right? On where the Stone Soup used to be, whatever that thing's called.
Yeah, they've been testing out their barbecue on some of the weekends. Apparently, based on their Instagram, okay. The barbecue is starting to happen there. Yeah.
Well, I have a very clear answer to this question. What would you want?
Well, I mean, my main answer was not a specific type of food. It was food halls. Which we had briefly downtown, the Puck Food Hall, and it didn't last. And the food halls are like booming all over the country in bigger cities. I mean, I went to two different food halls in Minneapolis, you know, while I was there. And I think that's, you know, I saw a story in Atlanta about like the 18 best food halls in Atlanta or whatever.
Really?
So the idea of these sort of multiple kiosks of like locally owned, like quality food of different, you know, cuisines, like all under one roof with common like seating areas. That's a big trend around the country. And Memphis sort of quasi had one with Puck Food Hall that didn't survive COVID, and we don't really have one right now. The Midtown Global Cafe
is
sort of a mini version of that, where they have sort of three different things, but it's very much a mini version of it.
There is it's not a food hall in Atlanta, but there's an area that I went to when I was last in Atlanta. I forget where it's called now. That's a sort of a strip mall, but it has just fantastic collection of all kinds of ethnic food. But for me, my answer would easily be Cuban. We had that Havana place, which was small and pretty. It was okay downtown.
Is it not down there anymore?
Closed.
I haven't been there since COVID.
Someone told me it's closed. But we don't have like a great Cuban restaurant. Like, and Cuban food is fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good call. I'm sure if you poke around, you can find some places where you can get Cuban food, but we certainly don't have nothing jumps out, certainly, in that regard.
And the nice thing is I'm talking about all this, A, because it is Cinco de Mayo, but B, because it's a needed off day. I mean, I appreciate this break. When we come back from this break, maybe if I rephrase this, Dan Devine is doing a piece. We just had Dan on from The Ringer, and he's doing a piece. What is the biggest question, because there are no games today, what is the biggest question in each of the series that needs to be answered? What to you would be the biggest question? And he said it was for the Grizzlies. Can the Warriors make Ja Morant pay? In the same way that he is making them pay. And he was referencing the way the Suns went and hunted Luka last night. And, you know, Luka can score what he wants to score, but they're making him pay at the other end. What do you think is the biggest question going forward in this series?
That's probably maybe not that specific, but the question of Ja Morant and the Warriors and the Warriors' Ja Morant problem is probably what I'm going to try to write about today for a Game 3 preview. I think that's a question you can dig into and wrestle with. I think the actual biggest questions may be things that are just way simpler
Desmond
than
Bain.
That. It's just you got to step back and wait. Is Desmond Bain going to be healthy? What's Dylan Brooks' suspension situation, right?
Right.
Not a lot you could write about those things. It's just a wait and see. But I think the Ja Morant, not only, the Warriors attacking Ja Morant's defense, which is sort of one sliver, but like how they defend Ja Morant. I think the Warriors have a Ja Morant problem, and they can go about trying to solve that on both ends of the floor in some ways. And so I do think that that's the biggest issue to sort of wrestle with, and I'm going to try to wrestle with it today if I can find the time, which might be difficult. But the other stuff, to me, Desmond Bane's health is probably my number one, but there's just, nothing to do but wait
to see. Desmond Bane's health is clearly the number one. I mean, the other ones are strategic and have to be solved, and like, will the Warriors continue to shoot 18% or whatever? Like, that seems silly from three, but it is hard for me to imagine that the Grizzlies with that Desmond Bain winning this series. If you get the Desmond Bain that you had in against Minnesota, I can absolutely imagine them winning the series. Is that too simple to say that? I mean, wouldn't you?
No, it's not that simple. But that is my number one tipping point to me in the series. It is and I told right after game two, I told somebody this, like the first person I saw Zarnovich, and I said, if Desmond Bane gets healthy, I think the Grizzlies are going to win this series. But I don't know if he's going to get healthy.
In terms of the Warriors, Ja Morant problem, Dan was talking about how on the defensive end, when the Grizzlies are guarding, the problem is that that's not the way the Warriors particularly like to run their offense.
They just flow. I mean, they stress, and I wrote about this early, and it's still true, they do stress Ja Morant's defense. But they don't stress Ja Morant's defense by going out and trying to find Ja Morant. They stress Ja Morant's defense by stressing the Grizzlies' defense and trying to find the weak spots in it, and that weak spot a lot of times happens to be Ja Morant. But it's not because you isolate someone and you attack Ja Morant individually. It's because you're just making the Grizzlies, move around and stay on a string, and if the string breaks down, you try to attack where it breaks down, and, sometimes that might end up being Ja Morant. But it's not we're going to make sure we go at Ja Morant every possession. So we're going to move the ball around and get open shots, and it may be that, whoever lacks most focus on defense is who, allows those open shots.
On the other side, Patrick Beverley tweeted a little bit, he is on vacation after all, but he did tweet, hey, they didn't do good 47 points against us.
He's still on Wi-Fi wherever he's gone
wherever
fishing.
He's
so
gone fishing, right. And while that's it's true, he did not. It's also true that he generally had a much harder time against them. Why did he have a harder time against them, and what could the Warriors do to give him a harder time against them?
Yeah, I mean, to the Warriors' credit, I would just say the goal of the series is not, to depress Ja Morant's scoring total. The goal of the whole series is to win games. The Wolves failed in that measure. They lost the series. So, and the Warriors, still favored to win this series, so we'll see. But I do think, you know, the defense, and I'm not the world's greatest X's and O's guys. I won't pretend X's and O's guy. I won't pretend to be. But I do think the defense has been different, specifically related to John Morant. And with Minnesota, they were focused on getting him to give up the ball as part of it. They would throw two guys. They wouldn't just bring a double, you know, when John Morant made a move. They would bring a double at the start of the possession. They called it the high wall, where they would bring Karl Anthony Towns essentially up with whatever guard is guarding Morant. And so at the beginning of the possession, there's two guys right in front of John Morant. And part of that was to try to, you know, make it hard for him, to try to get the ball out of his hands. And I think one thing you'll see is his shot attempts per game are way up against Golden State relative to Minnesota. And John Morant talked about that, about how, like, he would move the ball because he'd see so many guys in front of him. But part of bringing two guys up on him early was they weren't really giving him space to shoot either. And Golden State sort of decided, we're going to give you space to shoot. We're not trying to get you to give the ball up. We're trying to get you to take jump shots. And it's actually been working for them. Like, I think John Morant's shot distribution has sort of been what the Warriors would want. The problem is that his shot volume is up, and he's making some of the shots they want him to take. And so I think their defense, in terms of, you know, changing the distribution of what percentage of shots he takes from the perimeter versus in the paint, blah, 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 has actually probably been working okay. Problem is, they're not getting the ball out of his hands, and he's making the shots all over the floor.
We will – I think we'll find out about Dylan today.
Yeah, surely they're not gonna wait. And there's no – what's the point of waiting another day? They should give teams clarity. So,
okay,
yeah,
but don't you think the Grizzlies' media availability today is at 2:30 or something, right? I think it's at 2:30.
Yeah, 2:15 is when they're asking people to show up, so we'll see what that means.
Just the way that this always seems to work, it feels like we'll get the news about Dylan after that, doesn't it? A little bit? But it does feel like – you still believe there will likely be a one-game suspension as your most likely outcome, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I have no new information since yesterday, right. And so that's
– It seems like –
I bet on a one-game suspension.
Right. If we're looking at precedent, it seems like that would be it. All right, Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you – I don't know if we're going to talk to you tomorrow. You're going to be flying tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, you and I should. We need to touch
we'll
base.
Talk about
that
this.
Out. I don't remember when my flight takes off.
Right,
so we'll look at
we'll,
it.
We'll touch base. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right.
We will. We will take a break, but we need a contestant to play Writer Than Right trivia. The lucky winner, if you happen to be a winner, will get two tickets to the Van Gogh. What's it called?
Beyond Van Gogh.
Beyond Van Gogh at Graceland. And also,
two tickets to see Jamie Johnson at the Landers Center on August the 23rd.
Exactly. A double prize. Because we know that, because game three is coming up, we will go the third caller, 5353776. If you want to try to best Jeffrey Wright in Writer Than Right trivia, 5353776. We'll do that. When we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Dawkins Show. It is that time. Time for Writer and Ride Trivia. Joined now by Kevin Cerrito, the impresario of all fun and games in Memphis. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy day after May the 4th. It's a busy week, even though we've got a couple days off from the Grizzlies. We have a couple of holidays to celebrate in between here. But we'll be out playing music bingo tonight, celebrating Cinco de Mayo at Hampline with $5 drafts. So if you're looking to do something, you can bring your to-go Mexican food out there. No bingo or no trivia tonight at El Mero Taco in Cordova, which is they will be open because it is Cinco de Mayo, but we're taking this week off for the holiday. But we got lots going on this weekend. Mother's Day Sunday, so don't let all of this let you forget that Sunday is Mother's Day. Take them to brunch. Take your mom, the mom in your life, to brunch at Bounty on Broad, but then come play bingo with me. We have Mother's Day bingo. All moms get an extra card this Sunday at Celtic. Hey, you can even take your mom, if you're looking for something to do before Sunday, take your mom to 901 Wrestling. I'll be emceeing that tomorrow night. 901wrestling.com. You can get your tickets, but we have a special Friday night show this weekend. So lots going on. CerritoEntertainment.com. You can find the links to everything we've got happening.
All right, today's contestant is Craig in East Memphis. Craig joins us now. Craig, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Are you feeling confident, Craig?
No, he's on fire.
He is on fire. He was like, I sprung him.
I don't like this.
He set you, he's
too
setting
much
you
respecting
up.
The opponent.
Oh, too much respecting the opponent. All right, well, I'm going to I'll turn it over to Kevin. Kevin, it's all yours.
All right. This is Right of the Right Trivia. Craig, your job is to try to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you get two awesome prizes today. What do we have, Jeffrey?
Kevin, we have two tickets to go see Jamie Johnson at the Landers Center on August the 23rd. And thanks to you, we have two passes to Beyond Van Gogh.
Yes, Beyond Van Gogh going on at Graceland. We're giving away Beyond Van Gogh tickets at all of our events around town in the month of May until the event wraps up on Memorial Day, I believe. So if you want to try to win those, you can come find us anywhere or try to be righter than right here because we're giving those away. This is one of our events every single Thursday here on the radio. So, Craig, if you get more right than Jeffrey, you will win those prizes. We are in the current event era of Right of the Right Trivia. So all the questions are always inspired by current events. Today is one of those days where it is inspired because a couple of weeks ago we took a journey to Minnesota and I asked Minnesota questions. Today we will be asking Golden State questions, which I know leans in an advantage for Jeffrey here. So
or
with
does
his
it?
History, history living in that state. So good luck to you, Craig, as we take a trip to Golden State. Now, Craig, I'll give you two categories. Whatever category you do not pick will go to Jeffrey. And at one point, you can't steal from him. If he misses a question, he can steal from you at one time as well. Your first two categories to choose from today, Craig, geography or sports? Of course, it's Golden State Day today.
Go sports.
Go sports. Oakland played has played San Francisco in the World Series only one time, of course, back in 1989, where an earthquake shook things up and had to postpone which game of the series, which game was it in that World Series, which was the famous earthquake.
I want to say game two.
That is not correct, Jeffrey.
Would you like to steal, Jeffrey?
I think, no, I'm not going to steal, because I actually thought it was game two as well.
Going into game three, which we are approaching right now. If there's any earthquake series potential here in the NBA, it is the Grizzlies and the Warriors here, both hanging out on these fault lines. So hopefully we don't see that. But game three happening here this weekend. All right, geography for you, Jeffrey. How many – this should be a layup for you. Easy layup. How many U.S. states share a border with California?
All right.
You can go ahead and think it out. Like, name them if you want.
So,
time limit.
Oregon?
Craig, you don't get to make the rules here, Craig. Go ahead. Yes.
So, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona. Three
is correct.
Ding, 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 ding. And not and reasonable. That's sort of surprising to me. I would have thought it's a big ass state. I would have thought more.
But there's a coast.
Right.
There's a coast.
Big giant ocean.
There is on the left. Side. Yeah. You make a good point.
And you get the country of Mexico, of course, is on the other border. So,
right.
Yeah.
So far it's 1-0. Back to Craig.
1-0, and it was 3 was the answer to both of the starting questions there. All right, current events or history for you, Craig?
Current events, please.
Current events. It's been a major topic of conversation on this radio program. We know there is a new owner. There is a new owner for Twitter, which is based in San Francisco, their headquarters, within $5 billion. Tell me how much Elon paid for Twitter or is in the process of paying for Twitter.
$43 billion.
You said 43. That would be correct. 45. The number of.
By the way, the new Twitter news of the day is we've discovered more about Musk's financing, and he's getting financing. As you recall, he's trying to make Twitter a bastion for free speech, right? Like it's going to be more open and more progressive, and not more progressive, but more. And the financing is coming from Saudi Arabia and Qatar, among places.
It already had financing.
And yes, but yes. It's been revealed.
More financing, yay! More
so revealed those bastions of free speech. Anyway, the score is 1-1. Over to Jeffrey.
So much Twitter news. I mean, he's talking about he wants it to be, as you said, a place for free speech, yet he's going to start charging. So how that's free, I don't know.
Takes aren't free, Kevin.
Yes. Yep. All right. History for you, Jeffrey. In what decade did Alcatraz close its operations as a prison? So San Francisco Bay.
What decade?
History. Yeah, the decade that Alcatraz shut its doors as a prison.
The 50s?
That is incorrect. The steel is still out there. Do you want to use your steel, Craig?
I think I'm going to use it. I'm pretty sure it's the 60s. So I'll give it a shot.
That is correct. It was 1963.
Back and forth they go. Back and forth they go. Score's 2-1 now, and Craig has control.
Yes, yeah, a special edition of Righter Than Right Trivia. It's Golden State inspired here. Movies or music, Craig?
Movies.
Which film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe features basketball being played in Oakland?
Man, I don't watch those. I'll say Iron Man.
Iron Man is incorrect.
I'm going to steal.
Jeffrey's going to use his steal.
The Black Panther.
Black Panther is correct.
Really? Yes. All right, well, it's tied up at 2, and now Jeffrey has control.
Jeffrey, you got a music question. What San Francisco band headlined a stage this past weekend at Bill Street Music Fest in Midtown? Boat Stools are off the board.
San Francisco band. All right. Hang on.
Craig is so quick with the buzzer over there when it's someone else's turn. You know, we don't have a shot clock here, Craig, or at least I run it. Go ahead. He's going. I can tell you that all Jeffrey's doing is staring into the distance. He's not Googling here. He's not.
All right. It's suspicious.
He's just looking. He's musing. He's reaching deep inside. Okay, Jeffrey, he does have a point. Craig does have a point.
We only
have a two-hour show, for God's sakes. We got to get to Jason and John at some point.
It is a band, right? Not an act.
Yes. Yeah, a band. We're looking for a band.
I'll say
Jeffrey
train.
Wants to win this.
He's saying train. He's
saying, train is incorrect, even though Train does have a song about San Francisco. The Steels are gone. Counting Crows.
That's oh, my gosh.
Jeffrey's mad at himself now. His hands are over his face. He's leaning back in despair. Why are you so upset?
Because that was a layup.
I've lost track of the score, by the way. John Morant misses layups too. Evidently,
3-2.
He comes back. Who's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. 2-2, right?
What's the score, Craig?
It's 2-2.
Okay, thank you. I had one job.
That sounds right.
Job. It sounds right. All right, back to Craig.
Craig, food or phrases? Food or phrases?
Your food ones are so random. I'm going to go phrases.
I'm going to go phrases. Even though there is no proof he actually said it, what legendary author who lived in the Bay Area for part of his life is credited with the saying, "The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco"?
I hadn't read ever. I'm going to say Hemingway.
Hemingway is not correct. We're looking for
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain. That is maybe a Mark Twain quote. But more than likely not.
Sadly, Jeffrey can't use that because he's already
used it. Well, it was a smart pick, but it was a smart pick by Craig to take.
Maybe,
to take
maybe
it.
Not. Right. I'm telling you, this is just too easy. I think this. I look at this. I was like, yes, I do think Jeffrey does have an advantage, but I can't help where the Grizzlies go in the playoffs.
Right? Know? No. Go ahead. All right.
The food question: If you're going to California, you've got to dine at In-N-Out, and if you want your burger with mustard fried into each patty. What to do and a little extra sauce. What do you need to order? How do you need to order that burger?
Say it again.
He's confused.
If you're dining at In-N-Out Burger and want your burger with mustard fried into each patty, chopped grilled onions and extra sauce, okay. You must order it
animal
from
style.
The secret menu animal style.
Yeah, that was correct. Clearly a layup for Jeffrey. So.
Well, the mustard had me thrown off.
All right. What is animal style?
That's how they make it.
And you just say animal style? That's
it? You also didn't say the onions, so that had me thrown off.
Okay. So anyway, so the score is, I believe, 3-2 as we head into the final round. And let me see how many Jeffrey's going to bet. Let me see. He's going to Monte Carlo soon, so he's getting his betting. He's sharpening up his betting. Okay, I see it. Craig, how many are you betting?
I'm going 2.
2. Well, Jeffrey's betting 1. So we'll go to Craig first.
Jeffrey, I was trying to edit the question live to make it harder for you. Actually, it was too easy for Jeffrey. Final category is 90s television. Craig, do you want 1 or 2?
Let's go 2.
Question number 2. What was the name of the Bay Area morning show hosted by Danny Tanner and his sister-in-law on Full House?
Oh, my God. I don't Wake Up San Fran.
That is correct. It was Wake Up San Francisco. I'm counting that.
Wow.
That was a guess? Like, out of the
total guess.
That's, in fairness, like, is it every morning show?
Wake Up San Francisco.
I don't know.
This one's Jeff Hawkins' show, you know?
Yeah, but in the 90s, it was literally everything. Every fake.
He hits a half-court shot to take the lead 4-3, but Jeffrey has bet 1. And
it's 4-4.
4-4. I'm sorry. It's 4-4?
Yes,
it's 4-3. You bet 1.
Correct.
You can move into the tie here, and a tie is not a win. So, Jeffrey, you got to dethrone the champion. All right, over to Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
A tie is not a win, but if you do play fair, you do get the prize in a tie. Okay. Television question, what 90s TV show was about a former Golden State Warriors player turned high school teacher?
That would be Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper is correct.
That's a well-played game, everybody. We got a draw Jeffrey, are you going to give him the prize?
A tie is not a win, but Craig played. That was entertaining.
That was very well done by everybody.
Thank you.
Kevin, thank you very much. Craig, congratulations.
Hang on, Craig,
we'll tell you how to get your prizes. All right, we got to go. We got to take a break. We will be back in a moment. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around throughout
the recent story, the New York Times was all about how much houses have increased in value over the last 5 years. It's been a windfall for all homeowners. And it just underlines how important it is to take care of your home. And that means that if you've got issues, concrete issues, foundation issues, floors are sinking or sloping, you got water in your basement or dampness in your crawl space, you got to take care of it. It is the most valuable thing that you own. And there's an easy way to do it. You don't have to ignore the issue for fear that it's going to be too big or too expensive. Redeemer's Group, you call them, and it is a free consultation. They'll send an expert out to let you know if anything is going on that needs to be repaired at your home. Phone number is 390-9448. 390-9448. If there is an issue, they will come up with a permanent, lasting solution to protect the most valuable thing you own. Again, 390-9448, redeemersgroup.com. Jeffrey, let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
Now, it's the biggest story we haven't talked about on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing.
Well, I had missed this when it came up in the last day or so, but you did see that the Dallas Cowboys draft board was revealed, didn't you? Did you see this?
I didn't see the – I saw the headline. I did not actually see the video or whatever, the picture.
So the Cowboys were trying to prove that when they drafted Tyler Smith, the tackle from Tulsa,
yes,
that he was, in fact, ranked higher than Zion Johnson from Boston College.
Yeah, they took some heat. Yeah.
So Steven Johnson sort of flashed the list.
Yep.
And of course, the internet being the internet, Jerry Jones said, "Put that away." Too late. There was a screenshot, and you will be. So we literally have the Dallas Cowboys draft board, and you will be glad to know that the number one player on their draft board was Thibodeau.
Yes,
and you will be glad to know that the number two player on their draft board,
Evan Neal,
was Evan Neal. The Giants got one and two, according to the Cowboys draft board.
And we've discussed it. For all you can say bad about Jerry Jones, and there is a lot, they draft pretty well.
The drafting has been very good. Okay, so then the rest of it, it's just fascinating to see how they actually had this ranked. They had, and I understand it's a draft that nobody cared about, relatively speaking. Aiden Hutchinson was at three. He went number two to the Lions. Garrett Wilson, the receiver from Ohio State, was four. He went 10 to the Jets. Ahmad Gardner was 5. He went 4 to the Jets. So both New York teams, it appears, did very well. Derek Stingley was 6. He was drafted number 3 by the Texans. Trevon Walker was number 1. He went number 1 to the Jaguars. He was 7, according to the Cowboys. I knew that Kyle Hamilton to the Ravens made sense. I hated it when it happened because they always draft smart.
Both the Ravens and the Steelers drafts were just like perfect Raiders and or Ravens and Steelers drafts.
He was drafted 14 by the Ravens. He was number 8. Ekwonu, who went number 6 to the Panthers,
that's how we're,
was 9.
You'd call him Icky.
And so on and so forth. The only players who were not drafted in the first round, who were drafted in the first round, who were not on the list, and the list only went up to 34.
Correct.
That people were able to discern was Trevor Penning, who was drafted 19 to the Saints. Kenny Pickett, of course, who was drafted by the Steelers at 20. And then, of course, Cole Strange, who went
Patriots,
who was the Pats offensive guard that they have. Yeah, they have their.
He has a T-bar face mask, which was awesome.
And so we now know what the draft board was for the Cowboys. I found that absolutely fascinating. And by the way, it was interesting. Jay Williams obviously was in studio yesterday, and I know that Jason and John went out and they were like, John was playing hoops with Jay Williams. They had a shooting contest. Guess who won?
Jay.
Jay won. Yeah. So, but anyway, it was funny because I was listening to them on the way in this morning, and at the end they do a deal where they ask people what they wanted, what the subject should be for the last segment, and they had a vote, and the vote was, whether you'd want James Harden or Jimmy Butler, right? Or it was a series of various topics. Or the last topic was ranking second-year NFL quarterbacks. That was the last topic.
All right.
It won in a landslide. And it's because people love the, like, it is, people just love the NFL.
Yes.
People just freaking love the NFL.
I mean, the draft ratings were down. It was still, what, over the course of the weekend, like 15 million people, 16 million people.
Yeah. So, kind of amazing. All right. The Grizzlies do have their.
I'm perusing the internet. Today. I've still not seen anything on the suspension.
Right.
Or
so what is the topic to be discussed? First of all, the media session is sometime around 2:30.
Yeah.
We'll
conveniently
know,
right during my show. Yes.
The question is what is the topic to be discussed there? And will we know about the Dylan Brooks suspension before the media availability?
So my gut says no, but the fact that Chris does think and thought pretty confidently that we would hear something.
Why the hell? It's just stupid. Why not today? You don't need to wait till tomorrow.
I still understand why they didn't just announce it yesterday.
It doesn't need to be some investigation.
I think they want to make it appear that whatever their ruling is going to be, that they
thought about it hard.
They gave it proper consideration.
You split the baby. Two would feel excessive, right?
I mean, when's the last time we saw playoff suspension?
One, given that the guy was hurt. I mean, this is the Grayson Allen deal. And so the only argument against it is he already, quote unquote, missed one game.
Yes.
But that's not how it works.
No, yeah. I'm with you.
One game. He's going to get one game. And then we'll.
I mean, don't you feel like the most proper punishments in my mind should feel like each team thinks, that's
not enough.
Yes. Or, you know, the side that's getting the suspension. If they're sitting there going, man, that's harsh, and then the other side, that's not enough, that's usually kind of the sweet spot.
It's clearly I know there are people out there saying, no, he shouldn't be suspended at all. I don't believe that. And the fact that he got hurt. I mean, the truth of the matter is, Chris Herrington talked about this. They have a guarding Ja Morant problem.
Yes.
And Gary Payton would have helped with the guarding Ja Morant problem. Now, he also helps Ja Morant have someone to guard.
He is their best option right now if they're going to do the one-on-one. He was not guarding John Morant. No. His defensive rating was the second worst on the team in the minutes that he played in this series.
But who do they got now? Did you see Jordan Poole spun around like a freaking top?
Well, not only that, but no, their secret weapon is Coach Iguodala maybe making his return.
That'd be great.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Just torching him. Oh.
What's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. You, of course, will join them today. Eric Hasseltine and Jason Smith join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey as well. Brevin Knight joins GP at 4:25.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with all the updates and the news. Enjoy Cinco de Mayo and rejoin us tomorrow. But for now, our work is done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.